When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello. It's been a while since I put out a bonus episode, and to be honest, I've been really looking forward to telling you about this case. If you consider this a murder case, then the way it was done will very likely blow your mind. It's almost like an episode from CSI or Criminal Minds. This man, who was later convicted for the murder, has denied any direct involvement. But well, the jury strongly disagreed. Maybe you can make your own judgment after you hear this story. This is the case of Ka Kim Sun, an anesthesiology professor, and how he probably murdered two people he was supposed to love and protect. The day was May 22nd, 2015. Location, Hong Kong. Here are our main characters. Professor Ka Kim Sun, age 53, was of Malaysian descent. He was a doctor at Prince Wales Hospital and a professor of anesthesia and intensive care at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. His wife, Wang Xiufen, was 47. The couple met in the 80s when they were both studying in the UK. They got married and moved to Hong Kong, where they established their careers and started a family. The couple had four kids, three daughters and one son. They were all fairly young. The eldest daughter was 22, and the rest probably all around their teen years. Now, let's discuss what actually happened. In the early morning of May 22nd, 2015, the kids were all getting ready to go to school. But 16-year-old Lily, the second daughter, stayed home that day with her mother. Ka eventually left for work, telling Lily that she had to stay home and do her homework, and that she was not allowed to go out. At around noon, Wang and her daughter Lily set out in their yellow Mini Cooper, presumably to go pick up her other siblings from school. But they never arrived at their destination. A nurse who was jogging noticed a yellow Mini Cooper parked along a bus stop at around 3:30 p.m. She noticed it because the windshield wipers were on, but it wasn't raining that day. She got closer and looked into the window. She saw a woman and a teen girl sitting in the car. Both appeared to be asleep. She didn't think too much of this and just continued on with her jogging. About half an hour later, after her jog, she passed by the same exact car and noticed that the windshield wipers were still on and the two people in the car were in exactly the same position. That's when she realized something wasn't right. She tried to wake them up, presumably by knocking on the glass, and when she got no response, she immediately called emergency services. Wang and her daughter Lily were taken to the hospital where her husband worked at, but both were pronounced deceased at the hospital. What happened? After some investigation and examination, it was discovered that Wang and her daughter had died from carbon monoxide poisoning between the hours of 12:45 to 2:55 p.m. Even if the nurse had called the police at 3:30, it would still have been too late. So, the mother was probably driving and most likely started to feel dizzy, so she decided to pull over and rest for a bit. Then the two were discovered dead from carbon monoxide poisoning inside a car. The carbon monoxide in the car reached about 7,000 parts per million, and if that doesn't make any sense to you, well, about 1,600 parts per million can make a person feel dizzy in about 20 minutes and probably die in an hour. So 7,000 was quite high, definitely lethal. The first thing the police did was to search the car. Nothing was particularly suspicious, but they strongly believed that it may have been an accident. I mean, it was a car. It wouldn't be entirely impossible for the car to have malfunctioned, causing some toxic gases to have leaked into the car, something like that. Investigators looked all through the car and even sent the car for further examination at BMW, but oddly enough, the car was in perfect condition with zero issues. One investigator, though, noted the contents inside the car. Aside from the usual things you find inside a car, they searched the trunk and found a deflated yoga ball. Well, they took everything they found from the car and examined it. To everyone's surprise, the deflated yoga ball was actually found to be filled, or showed traces of carbon monoxide. Not like the normal air we breathe that we would pump into inflatable things. Obviously, this raised a huge red flag, and things started clicking. A few months after the investigation, and confirming their suspicions, the police arrested 53-year-old husband and father. So, aside from being a dad, a husband, a doctor, and a professor, who exactly was Ka Kim's son? On the surface, it sounds like he's got it all. A family, a career, respect in his field, you know, the typical things we associate with having success. But there was a lot of not-so-secretive things going on in the family. The kids had a tutor who came over regularly to help them with schoolwork around the year 2004, a woman by the name of Shara Lee. Shara Lee was initially one of Ka's students, who later started to tutor his kids. Around the year 2007, the husband and wife duo began to have arguments, some of it about how to raise their kids. Ka felt that his wife was too nice and soft, but his wife felt that he was too strict. Their marriage basically fell apart during that time. A few years later in 2013, Wang discovered that her husband was actually having an affair with the one student and tutor, who then later became his assistant at the university. I can't help but wonder if their love affair helped her get the job, or maybe the love affair started because of the job. Either way, not a cool move. Despite Wang finding out about the affair, the couple decided not to divorce or even separate. They would just continue living under the same roof, but each doing their own thing. Ka would still work, support his family, and see his mistress, while Wang took care of the children and the house. According to the maid that worked for the family, the couple ate at different times, slept in different rooms, and just generally avoided each other. Not your ideal marriage. If you're wondering why they don't just get divorced and move on with their own lives, well, the answer is the root of all evil. Money. Ka had money and property. He knew that divorcing his wife would mean dividing their assets. And also, neither Wang or Ka really thought it would be a good idea for the kids, nor did they want to raise four kids on their own. So, they stayed together for the money and the kids. Days before the death of Wang and Lily, Ka had ordered carbon monoxide to be delivered to his lab. He would use it to experiment on his rabbits with his lab assistant, Shara Lee. Well, how did the carbon monoxide end up in the Mini Cooper? Apparently, he had brought two deflated yoga balls to work, filled them with carbon monoxide, and told people he was taking it home to deal with a rodent problem. I don't know what his exact plan was, but that's his version of the story. According to him, he brought the yoga balls back to his house, and at one point his daughter Lily got curious, and he told her it was filled with carbon monoxide, and that she shouldn't get close or touch it. So that's the story about the yoga balls filled with carbon monoxide. I think you can kind of guess how the rest of the story unfolded. As for how the ball ended up in the car, the investigators assumed that Ka himself had put it in there before he left for work that day. He knew his wife would head out in their Mini Cooper as he had taken the other car. So allegedly, he put the ball in the trunk of the car, made sure the stopper wasn't closing up the ball, so the gas would be slowly leaking inside the car. And that is how the investigators believed Ka killed his wife and daughter. Oh, but investigators believe that he only meant to kill his wife, and his daughter just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Remember, he did remind her to stay home all day to finish her homework, and that she wasn't allowed to go out. Does this not sound evil and calculated? Okay, for now, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say, allegedly, maybe he didn't put it in there. Maybe he did, but didn't realize carbon monoxide was leaking from the yoga ball. I mean, it's technically possible, right? Crazier things have happened anyway, so what's another crazy thing? But then again, the fact that he had a mistress didn't really help. But that could just mean that he's a shitty husband, not necessarily a murderer. This really reminds me of the Scott and Lacey Peterson case. Cheating husbands suddenly end up with a dead wife and kid. So mysterious. When Kaw was arrested for the murder of his wife and daughter, he denied, denied, and denied some more. He admitted to his affair with Shara Lee. He admitted to purchasing carbon monoxide for his lab experiments. He admitted to bringing the carbon monoxide-filled balls home to kill rodents. But the maid working for the family was like, "We don't have a rodent problem." I don't know. It's Kaw's house, yeah, but the maid works at the house, and she probably knows the ins and outs better than anyone. Her statement kind of made police believe that Kaw was a lying sack of shit, which makes sense. So, since he denied any involvement, what could have happened? Kaw himself brought up an alternate scenario, but you may not like it. He said it was possible that his daughter Lily, after finding out the ball was filled with carbon monoxide, decided that she wanted to kill herself with it. Yeah. Now, why would Lily want to kill herself? According to Kaw, their eldest daughter was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and ADD. Lily, on the other hand, was diagnosed with reading disabilities and ADHD, and was sometimes described as acting impulsively. This is probably why she struggled in school, and being the child of a very successful and strict Asian dad, she was constantly pushed to do better. Kaw was one of those people who didn't believe in depression or mental illness. Despite his daughter's issues, he continued to tell them to look past those things and do better. He even prohibited his eldest daughter from taking antidepressants because he didn't believe she had depression. So, Kaw basically had to tell the world how strict and ignorant he was in regards to mental health. And in doing so, he hinted that Lily may have been suicidal due to the pressure he was putting on her. Father of the year, guys. Kaw Kim Sun went to trial in 2018 for the murder of his wife and daughter. The defense team said that Kaw had no reason to kill his wife. Not only did she know about the affair, even his kids knew about it. And for some reason, they all kind of just accepted it. If Wong was okay with their living arrangements and was fine with her husband seeing someone else, then this couldn't be a motive. But then again, they really couldn't deny that once Wong was out of the picture, all assets would belong to Kaw, and he would very likely be free to remarry. Although the mistress motive made sense, people also wondered if Shara Lee was in on this whole devious plan. Kaw denied his or her involvement. The defense then tried the Lily committed suicide theory, but that really didn't hold up. I also wonder if she wanted to kill herself, would she really try to drag her own mother into this? And I have a hard time imagining a 16-year-old coming up with this method to kill herself. Not saying that it's impossible, but rather unlikely. Kaw's lawyer, Gerard McCoy, stated that the death of these two was nothing but a terrible accident. As for the prosecution team, they, of course, used the affair as the reason for murder, and that Lily was just collateral damage. They believe Kaw didn't intend to kill his daughter, as they seemed to have a good father-daughter relationship. Although most of the evidence was circumstantial, it was very believable, and most of all, it made sense. Sure, nobody saw him put the yoga ball in the car, but the maid said that she was pretty sure that she did not see neither Wong or Lily take a yoga ball into the car as they left the house that day. Prosecutor Andrew Bruce stated that Kaw was the one who put a leaking yoga ball in the car prior to leaving his house, knowing his wife would be heading out soon after. This was definitely a deliberate and calculated murder. Kaw's eldest daughter took to the stand and spoke up for her father, stating that he was a good father and that he was genuinely distraught over this. Well, he could be mostly distraught over Lily's death, but not his wife's death. Or maybe he just knows how to act? Ka Kim-sun pleaded not guilty, but after a 21-day trial, the jury made up their minds. Guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison for the two deaths. After hearing this, Ka looked at his kids sitting in the courtroom. It was said that he shook his head at them, and his kids burst into tears. Mrs. Justice Judiana Barnes said that it was, quote, shocking that a highly educated and successful man would conjure up such a calculated method to get rid of his wife, end quote. All in all, the poor kids were dragged into this, and I definitely consider them as one of the victims here. They lost both parents and a sister. So there you have it. Was it calculated murder? Was it suicide? Or was it an accident? I personally lean towards calculated murder. If you happen to have another theory that I hadn't thought of, feel free to email me and tell me all about it. But one thing we can all agree on is the fact that this was a very unfortunate situation. I kind of wonder what the author of the complete manual of suicide would think about this method. I mean, it's definitely a way to do it, but I personally doubt that this was something done by the daughter or the wife. Another question that I had was, that Mini Cooper is tiny. It barely has a trunk. How big was that yoga ball anyway? Guys, if you're unhappy with your life, do something about it yourself. Don't try to change others or, you know, get rid of others. That's not cool. Don't cheat on your spouse because when something happens to them, it'll just be extra ammunition to pin the case on you. It's usually always the husband or the wife. Till next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.